A visit to the Kemp Natural Resources Station. We're visiting today with Superintendent Tom Steele. University of Wisconsin in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Tom, can you describe for us the Kemp Resource Station?
Kemp is this really unique property. It's 235 acres of land that sits on a peninsula in northern Wisconsin, juts out into Tomahawk Lake. And what makes it really unique is that we support some of the last remnants of old growth hemlock hardwood forest in Wisconsin. So this makes Kemp Station just a wonderful laboratory for researchers and a wonderful classroom for students, because they can literally step back in time and see what Wisconsin looked like 200 or 300 years ago.
Can you perhaps describe the mission of the research station?
The mission of Kemp is threefold. The first is research. The second part is instruction. And we'll host anywhere from 12 to 15 different field classes. The third is outreach. And that's where we try to link citizens with scientists. We want to take that information, we get it into the hands of decision makers, in the hands of landowners, so that they can have the best possible scientific-based information upon which to make their decisions.
Can you give us some examples of the results of some of the work done there?
The station has a rich history of doing pioneering research in the area of forestry, soils, forest insects, and forest disease. A lot of the work in tree physiology as well, and a lot of this pioneering work has increased our understanding from things just as basic as how trees grow. And if we know how trees grow better, that allows us to do a better job of managing them and taking care of them and using them in a way that's sustainable.
Tom, can you describe for us what the station looks like?
It's a place where you could easily walk through and see deer, see all kinds of wildlife, whether they be on the land or in the water. We've got this neat juxtaposition of bogs and lakes and land, so we support a wide variety of wildlife, so it's a really healthy ecosystem.
And Tom, do you have a sense of how the mission may change or the work may change in the future?
I would say that we're putting increasing demands on our natural resources. And in order to be able to continue to meet those demands and meet them in a sustainable way, we need to do good science, we need to train future resource professionals, and we need to get the word out. So if anything, I see our science program actually advancing, the same with our instruction, and I see a larger outreach component occurring at the station.
We've been visiting with Tom Steele, superintendent of the Kemp Natural Resources Station, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.